Don't worry, Sam. The Vietnam Veterans Day, which marks the Battle of Long Tin, so since then I've commemorated as Vietnam Veterans Day, which is next Thursday, August the 18th. We're doing a service at Anzac Park, but if the weather's a bit ordinary, we'll have it down at our club rooms at the RSL Club.
Okay, so you've got Plan B organised just in case of inclement weather conditions. Let's face it, we're in winter and anything is possible, isn't it?
That's exactly right, yeah. The service will start at 11 o'clock and we'll have a light lunch down at the RSL afterwards. And everybody's welcome to attend, veterans, their families and anyone else.
You've had these running for the last few years too, haven't you? I think they were put on hold due to the pandemic situation, but it's great to see it's back on board again.
That's exactly right, yeah.
So basically, we're honouring our Vietnam vets that are involved in the Vietnam War, and how's the day going to run from 11 o'clock? A bit of a chat amongst those that are attending?
That's right, we'll have the last post and the flag raising, and yeah, Seagull Head was fairly well represented in the Vietnam War. There was 44 men from Seagull Head that enlisted from Seagull Head for the war, including one set of three brothers and two sets of two brothers.
Wow.
Now, out of those 44, 39 were enlisted in the Army and five in the Navy. And unfortunately, one didn't come home. He was killed in action.
It's the sadness about wars, isn't it?
That it is, yes.
A chance to get together and share some stories.
That's right, yeah. That's not that. It's a chance for the community to come and pay their respects, and the legacy of these blokes are blessed.
Yeah, the legacy just lives on. It's to thank those who served and those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and we'll always remember them, won't we, Jason?
That's exactly right. Like I said, there's one bloke by the name of Geoffrey Coombs who was killed in action on the 22nd of March 1968, and his family received his military combat badge for that. Believe it or not, there's one bloke, his name was Stephen Cogger from down Redbar Way,
right,
and he's actually in the film clip of the Red Gum song, I Was Only 19.
Oh, really? In the video clip of the John Sherman Red Gum hit, I Was Only 19. So
yeah, showing old 30 and 40, and he just happens to be in it.
I'll have to go back and have a look at the video clip once again, see if we can spot him. It was a great song and a fantastic accompanied video clip to that.
That it was, yeah.
So we'll just give you that date once again. So that's at Anzac Park in Smithton. So that's on Thursday, the 18th of August. The service, Jason, will start from 11 o'clock, and as you pointed out, followed by a light lunch and refreshments, and that will be at the Circle Ahead, the Smithton RSL Club, which is in Nelson Street.
That's correct, yes.
The weather is inclement. The service will be transferred to the RSL, but hopefully it'll be on at Anzac Park on Thursday.
That's right, and like I said, we invite anyone from across the district to come along. Whether it be veterans or families of veterans, anyone who would like to come and pay their respects to them. Like I said, everybody's quite welcome to come.
And Jason, the Vietnam veterans' information on those who enlisted from Circular Head will be on display at the Circular Head RSL in Smithton too. So we'll put some details up on our community switch for that as well, 7bu.com.au. And Jason Chapman, thanks very much for your time this morning for telling us all about it on 7BU Breakfast.
No worries, Lee. Thanks for your time and give us the opportunity to let people know that it's on.